Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl. I'm returning a call from Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Now speak with the person who requested the callback.
Yes, Donald Maynor.
All right, Mr. Maynor, how may I assist you?
Yes, I was applying for my unemployment compensation for the week of 1st through the 5th.
Okay, you were applying for it and something happened, or you're calling to apply now?
Well, we were laid off that week right there.
Okay, and when did you go back to work?
Ma'am, I won't go back till the 11th.
Okay, all right.
But okay.
So have you went online and applied, or are you calling to apply now? Since you say you applied,
I'm calling to apply now.
what is your social security number?
423-84-2602.
And what is your date of birth?
12/25/73.
And your driver's license or non-driver's ID?
Okay, let me get it out of my pocket. Okay, my ID number is 6203-489.
And your mother's maiden name?
Thompson. Hazel Thompson.
Well, her maiden name would just be Thompson. That is correct.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're Donna Maynor. Okay. And now, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance?
No.
All right, and now are you Donna Maynor the second, third, fourth, fifth, junior, or senior?
Junior.
Okay. And DONALD and MAINOR. It's the spelling of your first and last name. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what is your primary phone number?
256-404-4405.
That was 256-404-4405. 404-4405?
Yes.
All right. And that date of birth was 12/25/73.
Yes.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name is Thompson.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your driver's license, are they issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And verify again those last four digits.
My driver's license?
Driver's license, yes.
Yes. Last 3489.
Okay. And now we're going to go over some demographic questions. What is your race?
Black.
And Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Gender?
Male.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Completed 12.
Okay.
Graduated, yes.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. And now, what is your residential address?
I used my P.O. Box, 2217 Sylacauga, Alabama.
Okay.
35150.
No, for your resident, where do you
My physical?
Yes.
Okay, my physical is, I haven't got my license changed over yet, but I'm using it at 134 Noel Drive.
134 Noel Drive?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And that's in Sylacauga still?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is that zip code?
35150.
Okay. So I have 134KNOLL, then DR for drive. That's in Sylacauga,
yes.
Alabama. And that is Sylacauga. And
yes.
The zip is 35150.
Yes.
Okay, now you use a P.O. box for mailing?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what is that P.O. box?
P.O. box 2217.
Okay. P.O. Box 2217, that's still Sylacauga, Alabama, 35150.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, get all of that updated. That is a zip code. Okay. Computer be strange as it want to be. All right. Okay. And now, what was your job title or job occupation?
NEMAC. USA, Sylacauga, Alabama.
Your job title or occupation?
Team leader.
Team lead.
Team
okay.
lead. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So is it an assembly line job? Because they show assembly line supervisor, assembly supervisor. They don't have
Yeah, automotive. It's kind of. I guess automotive. We're going to assembly line because it's
okay.
die casting. That's
okay.
Basically what it is. Die casting.
All right. And now, are you looking for work in that same profession?
No, ma'am. I'll be returning back the
Well, that actually is a
disturbance.
yes.
Yeah.
Look, it's actually is a yes, because if you ain't looking
Okay.
for work. So,
Okay.
all right.
Okay.
We know you ain't seriously looking for work, but you know.
Right. I got you. I appreciate that.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
All right, in one moment, my computer locking up.
Might need to go down that parking lot.
All right, now, did your employer give you a definite day to return back to work?
Yes, ma'am. I'll return Thursday. What is that, the
The
11th?
11th, okay.
Yes,
Now,
ma'am.
and are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
Scheduled company shutdown.
Okay. And are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
20, I'd say 24.
Okay. And now, are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
And do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023, and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we would recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I don't have my banking account on me.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are y'all shut down weekly? I mean, yearly? Y'all go through this every year? during this time of the year. Okay, because it has a direct deposit on here, it doesn't show me the information, but if you were on company shutdown last year, it's going to be that deposit information that you used on last year.
That should be it. Okay.
Your account hasn't changed. All right.
Yes. Yeah. And the last two numbers on there is 7-8, correct?
Well, it doesn't show me what it is. That's why I ask, do y'all do, is this something that's done yearly at the same time of year?
Yeah, it's been so long since I had to use it.
Okay, and you work at NEMAC? NEMAC. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And a phone number for them.
The phone number for them is, let me make sure I got their phone number right. I can see my production office number. Let me make sure I got that. Let me find that production office number.
Okay.
Because my supervisor, we all have these, we have so many different numbers sometimes, man.
And what's your work location city?
Sylacauga, Alabama.
Okay.
Okay, the phone number is 256-401-2600.
All right, that was 256-401-2600. Work location is Sylacauga, Alabama. What was your employment start date?
My employment start date, I want to say March 2017.
Okay. What date in 2017?
Yes, 2017. Yes.
March 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
That's when I started at the other plant.
What day was that? And what day in March? On what date? The 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th.
The 7th.
March 7th.
Yes.
Of 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you physically worked?
My last day was the 28th of
June 28th.
June 28th, yes, ma'am.
All right. And now that was that Friday. The reason why you're no longer working: quit, discharge, lack of work, or other.
We could say lack of work.
Okay. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. Now, Mr. Maynard, the answers you've provided thus far on this claim, are these answers correct?
Yes. And I just want to say, ma'am, I'm applying for the week July the 1st to July the 5th.
Right. That's what this is going to be for.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure of that. Okay.
All right. And now, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You are certifying that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And now I need you to verify your Social Security number for me again.
Yes. It's 423 842602.
Okay. And now, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Langer Construction, J Learning, InfoLink, Estro Land and Timber Company, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1089 Hampton Place, 121 River Chase Trail, 1619 Tate Road, 55 Falcon Lane. Or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
55 Falcon Lane.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 2001 BMW 3 Series, a 2002 Isuzu Axamon, a 2004 Porsche, a 2008 Volkswagen EOS. I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Never been associated with neither one.
Okay. Now, Miss Man, you know you got that BMW parked in the garage.
Hey, it costs too much for the maintenance on those things. I got a Camaro, but ain't that. matter of fact, I make the battery trays for those electric BMWs.
Okay. Now, do you hereby file this claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes, I file it, yes.
Okay. Do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant's benefit handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities, which is located on the Department of Labor website?
Yes.
Okay, now, if you get pen and paper, I'm going to provide you with some information.
Okay, let me get pen and the paper real quick. And actually, I was kind of nervous. I said, oh, they ain't called me yet, so I went out to eat. and when I looked at phone, I said, I better answer that, because sometimes I get those
spam calls. I know the feeling.
Oh, yeah. And when I hate that one. I thought that was you guys calling earlier, and it was somebody calling me about a sheriff department. Do I want to donate money? I hung up. Oh, that ain't me.
Donate nothing.
I said, they told us on the news, don't ask for that. I mean, they don't call you asking for nothing.
Right. So I ain't getting nothing.
That's right. Okay, I got a pen and paper.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.org The word Alabama is spelled completely out. Okay. And there's an S on the end of works. So W-O-R-K-S.
Alabama Works. Okay.
Dot Alabama.
Dot Alabama.
Dot.
Spell it out again.
Uh-huh. Okay. Spell it out again.
Okay.
Dot gov. G-O-V-E. G-O-V.
G-O-V. Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. This is to be done 90 days from today's date if you are still unemployed. All right. Now.
So,
and, go ahead.
Okay. So, I'm asking, it shouldn't bother me when I know I'm going back to work. I shouldn't have to do nothing since I'm going to go back to work.
Right.
This
you'll
week,
be back
right?
to work. Yeah, you'll be back to work. So on the part of going online to update your resume, you don't need to update it because you'll be back to work.
Yeah, that's right. I just want to make sure of that.
Yes, sir. Now, an information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete.
Okay, must complete.
A certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim, use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal. You will click File Weekly Certification button on the home page or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 a.m. through Friday no later than 5 p.m. Certifications cannot be made on a Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on next week. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN number, and your PIN number is going to be 1022.
Okay.
All right. Additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibilities Handbook. Exception to work search requirements are made for the following reasons. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. Claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And since you are job attached, and you have an expected recall date to work, you are not required to make a work search, but must be available to turn to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Maynor, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
That will be it. So I don't have to worry about trying to call in since we done it online, correct?
Right. You don't call in okay. This week, but you will call in on Sunday and follow the prompts. And on Sunday, it'll ask you if you are returned back to work. You'll say yes. You'll put that date in, and it probably will tell you that you have nothing else to do. But I always tell people to go on and call in and let the system know that you've reported that, yes, you are back to work.
Okay, so Sunday I will call in to that 1-800-752 number to let them know that I'm returned back to work.
That is correct.
Okay. So that's the only thing I had to do, just call that back in Sunday. Okay.
Call in on Sunday, and it's like I said, it's going to tell you you're getting ready to file your weekly claim for week ending. It's going to, you know, give you the dates, and then you report. It's going to ask you the question, and you'll report that you are back to work.
Okay. It'll ask that question. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
It'll ask you that you work, and you'll say yes.
And then, the questions end, then. Okay.
Yes, sir. Right. Well, it's going to ask you about the income, because sometimes people go back to work and there's only one day, so they really ain't made no income. But
Right.
It'll follow up with you.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
That's it right there.
All right. Now, your transaction number for this call is going to be
040-076-106-105. Okay. That's my transaction number.
Yes, for this call.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's all right there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, walking me through that right there.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your night.
Okay, you too, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.